Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So with any luck, and if things go as planned, the Bare Naked Ladies here, along with Gin Blossoms, is the first big concert that you would be able to see at Starlight, set for June 30th. It is up on their website. You can go buy the tickets there. And no doubt we're looking forward to a better year at our local concert venues. And joining us on the line to talk more about what may be coming this year is Rich Baker, who is the president and CEO of the Starlight Theater. Thanks a lot for being on with us and spending some time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So before we talk about 2021, I want to look back at 2020 a little bit, to go gloom and doom here. But given what happened with the pandemic last year, what did that do to you guys at Starlight?
Well, there's no question it hurt us severely financially. Even with some staff furloughs and the rest of us that had stayed here taking a pay cut, Starlight's going to lose almost $4 million over the last year. So. It was a huge hit. Luckily for us, we still had a small endowment left over from our last capital campaign, which helped us get through that. And of course, the new Save Our Stages Act and the PPP program are going to help quite a bit too. So,
well, yeah, and you've got to be looking at this going, what better time to be in charge of an outdoor venue? Because some of your indoor folks seeing even more trouble, yeah?
Yeah, that is true. And in fact, the nice thing is we've already proven we can do events out here safely. Even last May, we had several graduations here. Now, that was with social distancing and masks, but we've proven we can do it because we had no incidents at all. It's just now we've got to make sure that we can keep people safe. But the outdoors certainly helps. There's no question about that.
So when you started looking at 2021 and you started thinking about what events you were going to be able to put on, how did the process work in terms of hearing from, you know, the big acts and when they thought they were going to be on tour and how far ahead you thought you could plot? Tell me about the process to coming up with the schedule for 2021.
Yeah, normally the shows now book over a year out. Of course, this year is not normal. So we're still finding that a lot of them, I think, are postponing their announcements till probably March, early April, because they just want to make sure that the world has changed enough that they can put a tour together. But so far, everybody's telling us they're still coming. Broadway's a little bit different story. Is, you know, we originally had a full Broadway schedule of tours, and then the tours all decided not to go out. So we're in the process of putting together a season that will be self-produced with some of them will produce, some will produce with other venues like the Muni across the state, and Pittsburgh CLO, we're looking at that too, and we're hoping we can announce that season in the next couple of weeks or so.
everybody that we've talked to who is in that business, I mean, we're all obviously focused on the artists because they're the face of all of this, but the artists have been focused on their crew, you know, the roadies and the tour managers and all of those guys. And I mean, those guys have had to eat for the last year and a half with no income. And some of them have had to go off and get other, you know, other sources of income. They've had to get other jobs. So is there any concern about that, being able to put these shows on? Do they all have the crew that they need to be able to do it?
Well, I think they will. You know, a lot of the artists we've been hearing have actually taken care of some of their crew. Obviously, the bigger ones that have the wherewithal to do that. But yeah, we're pretty sure they're going to be able to put a crew together. You know, we use our local stagehands as well, and we've been in constant contact with them. And although they're hurting just like everybody else is, they're raring to go. You know, when it's time to put shows on, they're like, should just show us where to show up. So I think there's going to be a pent-up demand. People are starting to get really tired of staying home.
You got that right.
Things on their TV. And like I said, us being outdoors, you know, even the mayor has acknowledged that we'll be able to open far sooner than some of the indoor venues. You know, what occasionally has been a detriment in the past, either because of rain or temperature or that sort of thing, all of a sudden is an advantage. So it's a nice problem to have for this year, at least.
So I mentioned Bare Naked Ladies, which are set for June 30th. Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to, I'll say this in the knock on wood, but we don't know what capacity limits are going to be like by June.
That's right.
One would hope that by June we're back to 100%, but we don't know. We don't know what vaccination is going to go like and that kind of thing. So how do you plan? There's a ticket button here and you can get tickets to that show now. How are you planning for how many tickets to sell given that uncertainty?
Well, I think like everybody else, because I've noticed that T-Mobile Centers has shows on sales too, and their concerts at least look like they're selling at full capacity. The concerts we've already announced are left over from last year. So we already have a certain number of folks in the seats. We are hoping, like everybody else, that by then we'll be able to come back at full capacity. Obviously, there's a lot of things that have to happen for that to be possible. But unfortunately, if not, the only thing we can do at that point is start refunding certain people, which, you know, if you get down to all that problem of who do you decide to refund, who, you know, who loses their seats, who doesn't. So we really hope that doesn't happen. And everything we're hearing, in the industry, you know, with, especially with the vaccines coming out and apparently two more that are close to getting approved, it sounds like even if we run a little late on the vaccinations to being available to everybody, that's still going to be April, early May at the latest. So people should have ample opportunity to get a vaccine at least prior to our first show. And in fact, we've tentatively got a Broadway show slotted in the week before Bare Naked Ladies. So that's probably when we'll try and open.
Excellent. Well, and of course, I mean, in with what you just said a little while ago about the social distancing requirements that were in place last year for the graduations, you've also got to be looking forward to the fact that nobody wants to be the cautionary tale that people point to and say, see, we did it too early. So even if you're given the opportunity to do 80 or 90 or 100% capacity and there's a vaccine out there that's vaccinated a lot of people, what kind of rules do you foresee still having in place come June and July?
Well, I would be surprised if we'll get away without masks at least till midsummer, you know, and we'll have to kind of play that by ear. So we're assuming people will have to come back in masks. The other thing that's interesting is apparently everybody's getting a vaccine, gets a vaccine card that shows they've been vaccinated. And the other thing that's rapidly happening is they're developing more and cheaper rapid testing. So it may be the sort of thing where you either show your vaccine card or, you know, you agree to take a rapid test that, you know, you go over to the side for 10 minutes and it tells you, you know, whether you can come in or not. So we're looking at all the possibilities out there, but we think that there's going to be a lot more technology available that will help us, in addition to the fact that hopefully by then we'll have quite a few people vaccinated. So.
What are you hearing from your supporters, especially for an ideal like that? It's something that we've talked about a lot that I think people are hearing more about. In fact, we talked about it several months ago. You know, what would you be willing to do in order to be able to get back to your normal life a little bit? Would you put requirements in? Particularly, I think about the vaccine, because what if I consider myself to be low man on the totem pole for getting a vaccine? And so do you run the risk of eliminating, you know, the possibility of some people being able to attend shows if you require the vaccine?
Well, I don't think we'll require the vaccine, but we may require the vaccine and or testing. And at least what that shows, even the rapid tests show that at least at that point, you don't have a viral load that's sufficient to infect anybody else. So I think we could do it safely by one of those two means. And we'll have to go from there. As far as one of our patrons will tolerate, we had a little bit of taste of that last year, because we were going to do a show called Godspell, and we had gone pretty far down the line with the health department. They had agreed that we could do it at 50% capacity. We had talked to Actors Equity, and we're pretty far along in that process. And we thought, you know what, we better survey our patrons. And keep in mind, that was before we had a mask mandate in Kansas City. So when we surveyed them, we had a whole lot of pushback on masks. I think that'll be different now, because people are more used to wearing them, because they're required virtually everywhere in the Kansas City area. So I don't think we'll have quite that pushback as we had before. But the one other thing I want to add is, you know, it's interesting to me, when we had to cancel our announced 2021 Broadway season, honestly, I was surprised. I figured we'd have quite a few of our subscribers say, okay, give me my money back. You've already canceled 20. You now, you know, told me I have to wait to hear what we're going to do in 21. And I got to tell you, almost everybody left their money with us. And that shows me that they really do want to come out here. They, you know, they're dying to come out to Starlight again. And of course, we really want to have them out here too. But we want to make sure we do it safely.
No doubt about it. So let's do a little of the advertising part of this, because we've already mentioned Bare Naked Ladies and the Gin Blossoms, which is bound to be a great show. Two very, very talented bands. Who else is coming?
Well, I mean, as you noted, there's 7 concerts out on the website. The only one that is canceled so far is Maren Morris, and I have a feeling that's probably more to do with her new baby than than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe she realized that she's got her hands full, so she'll wait a year. You know, the interesting thing is, you know, even the Broadway shows that were scheduled for 21 and are now just postponed, most of them will occur here. They'll just occur later. And I think we're going to have a pretty good lineup of alternative shows that we're going to do this summer on Broadway. Concerts, you know, unfortunately, other than what's out on the website, we can't really announce anything yet. But we do have quite a few offers out there, and we're just waiting for acceptances. And what we're hearing back from the agents are, it's probably going to be March or April before they really are ready to commit. So I think you'll see a flurry of announcements in that time frame.
Excellent.
I know it's kind of a loaded question and kind of a big question, but What are you keeping in mind when you curate a schedule for the year? What balance are you trying to hit?
Well, it's interesting, because we're always struggling to balance concerts and Broadway. But what makes it a little bit more difficult is Broadway books so much farther in advance, typically. For example, I'm already booking shows out in 2023 for Broadway, and most concerts for 2023 are just a glimmer in somebody's eye. So we pretty much book the Broadway first and then fill in the concerts around it. And what's interesting is that made this year even more challenging, because I've got concerts all around my original Broadway weeks. So the only weeks I can actually do replacement shows are the weeks I originally were going to do those Broadway weeks. So that makes it a little tougher, too. But we try and give a good balance. We typically do about 23 to 25 concerts a year. I'm guessing that in 21 that might be a little bit lower, maybe around 20, 18 to 20, somewhere in that range. I think we'll still have a good schedule for folks.
Excellent. And, you know, I'm glad Jamie kind of led us down that road, because I was curious about something concerning the artists as well, that there are tours that are put together that seem, I mean, with this one with the Gin Blossoms and the Bare Naked Ladies, you got a band from Phoenix, you got a band from Toronto, you know, not a lot of crossover there. So are you seeing a lot of weird bills come through with like punk acts and country acts on the same one?
Well, there are some different mixes that, you wouldn't normally see, but a lot of this, the regular folks are out there too and doing a traditional tour, and you know, so we've got some good dates out there that, we feel confident are going to happen, and so I think we're going to have a good concert schedule for everybody this year.
So the website, for people that are wondering what might be on that schedule for this year and to keep track of the announcements, is KC Starlight, L-I-G-H-T, kcstarlight.com, and then you can get all the ticket information, season tickets, Broadway concerts, everything is up there online if you want to check that out.
That's correct, including our new online offering, because we also usually do an indoor series, but obviously this year that's put on hold. But we're doing a virtual show called Dixie's Happy Hour that folks can also purchase out there. And for anybody that's been in our indoor series, they'll know that we've brought Dixie here a couple of times, and it's always a huge hit. So she's got a brand new show out there, and so if they want to help out Starlight, they can purchase that and watch it in the safety of their own home right now.
It's all there on the website. Rich Baker, President and CEO of Starlight Theater, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and best of luck in 2021 and beyond.
Well, thank you. We hope we can see everybody out here this summer.
We can't wait. We truly cannot wait. We're rooting for you for sure. Thanks a lot, okay. Rich, for being with us. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.